The Urco chlorine or chlor-alkali plant in Port Edwards uses mercury in its production process, but a lot of the chemical escapes into the air, although currently not enough to break state or federal law. Still, environmentalists have been pushing for the central Wisconsin plant to join several similar plants and switch to mercury-free technology. A report by the group Oceana estimates the changeover cost to be about $85 million. But Oceana representative Eric Yerum says even Urco would benefit.
They reduce their energy consumption by about 25%, so they get energy savings, which they can either pass on to their shareholders or they can increase their profitability. They can increase their capacity because the new process takes up less room. So in the same footprint that they have right now, they could produce more of the products that they produce.
Yerum also says the company would need fewer pollution controls, have fewer liability concerns, and have to manage less waste. He says Urco could make its money back in 5 years and turn a big profit after that. Urco's acting plant manager at Port Edwards is Dawn Jensen. She says the company is considering going mercury-free, but she says Urco is cautious about spending $85 million.
Because certainly they have to look out for the wealth, health and welfare of our stakeholders, the employees, the facility, and our community.
The new report on changeover costs comes as the DNR board meets today to talk about reducing mercury pollution in the state. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.